Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, November 20th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 0.75 cents at 4.23 1/4, D-sweet up 1 1/2 cents, 5.93 1/4, and Jan beans up 3.5 cents at 11.81. Beans actually traded lower at one point. We broke as much as 20 cents off the opening highs. Corn broke, a good nickel off the highs, wheat a good 6 cents off the highs in that range. Again, this is another one of these days where we closed lower than we opened across the board. It just doesn't act all that strong to me. Yeah, we made contract highs on the beans here today by about a nickel. New contract high closed by 3.5 cents. The meal really didn't do much in here. It was only up 20 cents. The oil made a new contract high early and then broke almost a full penny off of that. Closed down 17 cents. Not quite a key reversal, but certainly not great. I think we talked about it this morning that the palm oil prices seem to be a little bit softer to me. So some of the talk is that there may be more rain coming into Brazil. That would certainly break this market. We haven't seen the Chinese being big buyers of beans like they have been. Yeah, they bought 1 million metric tons in the last week, but I think it's going to be less and less. They didn't really buy any corn. I think it was 125,000 metric tons. So, again, I'm questioning the demand by the Chinese at these higher prices. Higher prices should cure some of the demand out here. With the funds long as they are, the relative strength overbought. I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop, and Lord knows if the Dow Jones ever really falls out of bed here because of the COVID issue, we're going to have a problem out here. Now, the Dow, in my opinion, has been like a rock. We're 100 points off our lows right now. We're still 107 lower on the day, but considering what's happening in the world and in the U.S. with the number of cases of COVID, number of deaths and everything else, I see it as a major issue, but the market just doesn't seem to care. Maybe in the next month or so, maybe it will, when we start running out of hospital beds. But this is now the third leading killer of Americans behind heart disease and cancer. And that's nothing to turn your nose up at. The market's turning their nose up at it for the time being, but we'll see what happens out here. Anyway, I think it's a great opportunity to market some grain at these levels. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.